I'm Andy Bates, World Lutheran News Digest. This year marks the 150th anniversary of Concordia University Chicago, originally known as the River Forest Campus. In its century and a half existence, Concordia Chicago has graduated thousands of young men and women. They're trained in ways to serve God and community. Some notable graduates include composer, organist, conductor, and music professor Paul Mons, basketball coach Jim Platt, Chicago Cubs announcer Andrew Bellison, and other notable personalities, including yours truly. Concordia University Chicago was founded in 1864 as Addison Lutheran Teachers Seminary. Prominent Lutherans around the world are recognizing this historic milestone, including Lutheran Church Missouri Synod President, the Reverend Dr. Matthew Harrison.
I'm here to celebrate a birthday. Concordia University Chicago, which many of us grew up knowing as Concordia River Forest, is 150 years old this year.
Harrison notes that the university has served well the Lutheran faith and society as a whole.
And wow, what a blessing this school has been for us. How many thousands of teachers and church workers have gone through there, and many other young people have graduated and serve the world and the church in all kinds of different capacities.
Concordia University is a liberal arts college that views its curriculum from a Lutheran perspective. Alumna Jenny Miller, a public relations and marketing specialist, says she found her niche at Concordia University Chicago.
Two majors that I had at Concordia Chicago were theology and communications. And I never, ever thought that those things would actually come together into a lifelong career for me.
Miller was able to follow her two passions, communications and theology, and discovered that the two disciplines worked well together as a career choice.
But what ended up happening is that those two majors, theology and communications, have worked in just near perfect harmony for me.
Miller says she recommends Concordia for anyone interested in a Lutheran education. Training for careers is one of the major objectives of an education at Concordia University. Alumnus Justin Nabach, minister of music and worship at Lutheran Church of the Redeemer in St. Louis, says the university trained him in a number of different ways.
Concordia Chicago prepared me as a director of parish music in several ways. First, the classes that I took, both music, theology, and the general education classes.
One of the most important aspects of the university for Nabach was how he fit into the university's culture. Nabach had been homeschooled, and this was his first academic experience outside of his family.
So it was a little bit of a transition at first, but the faculty and staff at Concordia Chicago really helped me, and the transition was pretty smooth. They made me feel comfortable, they made me feel welcome, and I was able to just blend right in.
Concordia University is especially well known for its Deaconess Studies program. Alumna Pam Nielsen is a deaconess who serves as the Assistant Director for Communications for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Nielsen says her deaconess training at Concordia was invaluable.
Concordia University really was instrumental in forming and shaping me as a deaconess.
The various liberal arts courses she took helped Nielsen form her basic outlook.
From the theological classes to even the liberal arts kind of courses that I had, I remember very vividly my literature classes and history courses.
The nuts and bolts of being a deaconess were also taught to her.
Specifically, the deaconess program, deaconess formation courses that taught us everything from how to be at the bedside of a dying person to counseling someone whose life is unraveling to how we work side by side and under the leadership of a pastor.
Nielsen is a mother and grandmother. She says she believes the decision on where children should go for college is one of the most important choices parents can make.
Now I'm a grandmother, and I'm sending my youngest off to college. And I think more than ever, parents need to think about where they're sending their kids to school and what kind of shaping that is going to be for their children.
This decision is especially important for Christian parents.
Are they going to be in the middle of a big secular university where Christianity is despised and hated? Or are they going to be in a place where Christ is at the center, and through the lens of the Christian faith, all the other subjects are taught?
Nielsen says whatever career choice a person makes, whether church or secular work, the Christian is called to that vocation by God. Concordia helps students understand this concept.
I think that's a question we parents have to wrestle with as we send our children to schools, as we guide them in their career choices. Not everyone needs to be a church worker. But all of us baptized into Christ need to know how that faith that we were given can be expressed in whatever vocation God calls us to.
As Concordia University Chicago enters its 150th year of existence, it inaugurated the Reverend Dr. Daniel Gard as its 11th president, notes LCMS President Harrison.
The university recently went through the process of obtaining a new president, and Rear Admiral Dr. Dan Gard is now the president.
President Harrison says there was a sentiment among both students and alumni that the university should have a stronger Lutheran identity.
In that process, I noted some of the studies that were done internally said that the alumni and the students on campus wanted stronger Lutheran identity.
Harrison says the message has been heard and that he looks forward to even closer ties between the university and the LCMS in the future.
Believe me, the board has heard that, Dr. Gard has heard that, and you can be looking forward to strong and good things at Concordia University Chicago with regard to its relationship to the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, even as it fulfills its mission to serve many and beyond us.
People interested in helping Concordia University train young people for church work are encouraged to donate.
Help support the school, will you, at this moment? And you'll find out what the latest and greatest things are that are happening at the university. And you'll also have an opportunity there to give. I want you to know especially that the dollars that you give through this effort will be for church work students. So thank you very much, and join us all in praying for the future benefit and blessing of this wonderful institution, and also join us in thanking God for 150 blessed years.
Go to the university's website at cuchicago.edu for more information. Andy Bates, World Lutheran News Digest, and proud alumnus of Concordia University, Chicago.